just do the intros, and then we'll go around, like, just your first time, or have you gone to any of the previous ones?
I'm nervous. Can...
I am too.
It's very relaxing. It's fine. Don't worry. Actually, is this your first time on VOK, John?
Yes, it is.
All right. Do we have some weird test that we have to put him through? Or, I forget, is there anything official? It's like,
You're the in charge, so.
Oh.
You're the in charge.
You're the in charge. I'll take that as my title. Hello, I'm the in charge. All right. Hello everyone, welcome to Vassals of Kingsgrave. Today we will be recapping Ice and Fire Con, which happened the weekend of May 15th, 2015, and I'm joined by several fellow vassals. My name is Greg, I'm Claudius the Fool on the forums, and I'm joined by...
Hi, I'm Dan, I'm Witless Chum on the forums.
John, I'm Eigenvector John on the forums.
I'm Jasmine, I'm Jazzyman08 on the forums.
I'm Thomas, I'm FT Ward on the forums.
Okay, so we're recording this a month later just because... It took us that long to recover and to get home from the convention, so I just got home last night, so even though Amin got his out a couple days later, but it's all right. All right, so does everybody want to go around and say where you came from or if you had gone to the convention in previous years or any fun travel stories you had getting to the convention?
Sure. I'm John, and this was my first Ice and Fire Con. I was listening to people discuss how great it was the last couple of years on the podcast of Ice and Fire. It is not my first convention. I've actually now been to 97 of them that I counted up over my life, but this is the first one that I would say was really small, i.e. less than 500 people.
So I'm Jasmine, and this was my second year going to Ice and Fire Con. I'm from Maryland, so it takes about 8 hours, even though I think this year our GPS said it would take 6.5, so I'm not really sure how far away we are, but it's not too bad of a drive. And I also discovered the con listening to this, I think it was called the Sources and Convention podcast 2 years ago with Ashley and Tara back in the day.
This is Dan. I drove in from Kalamazoo, Michigan. It's about 6 hours also, roughly, although I think it took me a little bit longer than that with construction and just general Indiana being Indiana as I was driving.
Is that an Indiana slam?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just Michigan-Indiana rivalry.
They're below Michigan for a reason. I mean,
oh geez,
let's just not forget that.
Are they Hoosiers? I forget. Where are the Hoosiers from?
They are Hoosiers.
Okay, so okay.
I don't know what Ohio... I guess Ohioans are Ohioans.
Aren't they Buckeyes? Not, I think they're Buckeyes.
That's not just the...
Buckeyes team. Is correct.
Glad we settled that.
So I drove in, didn't have any particular problems or issues. I listened to a Clash of Kings on the way, so that was, apropos. Yeah, it was my first year going. You know, I found out about it the same way as everyone else, listening to the podcast and hearing people, you know, talk about how great it was. And then, I talked to... people on the forums, particularly Greg, and was, everybody was, it sounded like my kind of thing, even though I had never been to any kind of convention or anything at all along these lines before. But I went, and I loved it, and I'm pretty sure I'll go again next year.
Nice. Thomas?
Yeah, do we have to say our name each time we talk?
Yes, every time you talk, you have to say your name.
So I'm Thomas. So I wish Dan had listened to a Game of Thrones instead of a Clash of Kings, but other than that... this is my second year going to Ice and Fire Con. I came from St. Paul, Minnesota, and it was about a 12 or 13 hour drive for me. And I listened to a lot of Survivor podcasts on the way, which was not helpful for trivia.
Oh, that's what that's about.
Yeah, I actually did listen to part of Game of Thrones on the way up, I did have a John chapter, but it was way before that question came up, and I was, like, trying to pay attention, like, I think I'm going to need to know something, and I remembered one extra name, but there's no way I got, I even forgot the name of the guy that we lost on, but yeah, should have paid closer attention to the background characters at Castle Black, but there's always next year. But I came from Long Island, it was about an 11-hour drive, ended up getting there was no trouble, there was just a lot of traffic on the way back, but I was very happy to get to the castle and get out of my car at that point. And this was my second year. I came last year. I didn't manage to get a castle room this year. I had to sleep in a cabin, but it was a nice cabin, and I roomed with Dan, so we shared those lovely accommodations. Jasmine, you were in the castle this year, right?
Yeah, I got one of the packages that they sold. Me and my boyfriend stayed in the Queen Victoria. It was on the first floor, like back by the piano.
Okay.
My wife and I actually lucked out in about 3 weeks before the convention. They called and said they had a cancellation for a room in the castle itself, and we were in the Duke's dungeon. We were actually planning to stay off campus because we couldn't get a place at all on campus, and when we originally called.
Yeah, I stayed in the Rapunzel room with Amin, and I would say if at all possible, if you're planning on going, make sure you try and get into on the grounds, because I think it would be really a hassle to drive back and forth from town.
Yeah, you don't even have to be in the castle. I mean, most people stay in the little town that's kind of connected to the castle, but even staying at in the cabins was fine. You just had to, you know, walk to the bathroom, but that wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, I meant like New Plymouth in town, not the the medieval village.
Not the winter town for the castle.
Yeah. Winter town.
So basically the first day was, I mean, nothing really started till the afternoon. Everybody kind of got there between, you know, by like 4 o'clock or so. I think I got there around 5, and they were just doing the introductions in the bar. I'm trying to think, what was the first actual thing that I did? I believe was just the meet and greet in the pub. Was there anything official before that? Jasmine, I know you were there like a day ahead of time, right?
Yeah, we did like the pre-party. Brian was handing out the stuff for the assassin game, because that started at 7, and like I think we got all of our supplies as soon as we checked in. So that was like an ongoing thing for the whole con. But I don't think anything was really starting. I mean, I was so focused on getting my costumes.
Yeah. And how many did you end up having for the whole weekend?
7.
All right.
But they were just like fun. Like I like to be punny, so they were very pun worthy. But it was the mock election, and I was very heavily into that this year. All about Wyman Manderley. So yeah, the election is like the first thing that like really starts happening as we set up our posters.
Right, making the posters and everything.
Who won the mock election this year? I somehow missed.
It was
Strong
Bellwell.
Okay.
Like no color on the poster. It just says like something like really funny.
The sympathy vote.
I think Pasha show. Made it. He was the Jon Snow. You guys remember him? Not sure. Pasha?
Yes, he was from Bella.
Yeah, I met Pasha.
Yeah, and I came in second place to Wyman Manderley because I stuffed the votes very heavily. I put a lot of votes in there. I was cheating really bad. And I forget what third place was, but next year I'm going to win for sure. It's going to be on. I think all the New York crew, like the Boltons and the Martell people, I think they all also voted for Strong Belwas, so that's why he won.
It's all about politics.
Yes, it is.
Stupid elections.
I know they had was it the beer tasting was the first official thing, or the
It was the fanfic.
Oh, the fanfiction,
yeah,
that's right.
The fanfic was first.
It was hilarious.
That was priceless.
I didn't plan on doing that, but I downed 2 beers pretty fast, so I was comfortable enough writing some stuff out, but I still had to have Dan read it. But the fanfiction was pretty fun. Like, they basically passed around bags of characters and situations, and you basically picked 2 characters, and you had to, like, create the story using fitting in certain lines. So we had, Brendan Tully and Dantas Hollard, I believe, were our 2 guys.
Correct.
And we had them running around Crack Claw Point having some adventures. Do you actually have the fanfic, Dan? Because I know you had it last.
I did save that priceless relic. Yes.
All right. So we'll post that somewhere.
I should have saved mine. I did a love story between Victorian Greyjoy and Sir Ilan Payne.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
It was very bawdy. It ended with pain is pleasure, so you can kind of tell where it went.
Yeah, I was happy that we had the Squishers show up in ours, but we did not win. I think I don't even know which one won. I forget, but it wasn't us.
The one Tara read, it just kept going. It wasn't even English.
It was all in internet speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really funny. But no, it was a really fun thing. I think that was KK's idea. Like, she had that and the improv. So I think those are really fun ways for everyone to just hear all of our nonsense.
I think I totally missed the improv thing, but...
Yeah, we were... I think that was when
the cool kids were playing the board games.
I caught the last 20 minutes of it. It was actually quite enjoyable. I wish I had any talent to participate, but
I think KK makes it as user friendly as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love watching improv, and I listen to like 10 improv podcasts, but I've never actually done it myself. Yeah, so then I think there was like the dinner break. It wasn't an official dinner. It was just whatever you had to eat, I think. And then you had the Snark and Grumpkin hunt, which was like, was it Night's Watch versus Wildlings? I was taking a nap during this point, but I came back from my nap and I was in the middle of a war. So, did you participate in it, Jasmine?
No, because I watched a little bit, but then the discussion started like right at the same time. Didn't we have like a meetup with Ison? Yeah, the podcast meetup was at the same time.
Overlapped a little bit.
Yeah,
I actually played in the first about. Well, I was hoping to play in the first hour of the Snark and Grumpkin hunt. I actually ended up playing about 20 minutes because it took 40 minutes for them to describe the rules.
That's how it works at the con.
But it was a lot of fun.
Don't shoot anybody in the face. Don't shoot anybody in the face.
I knew I wanted to get to the podcast meetup, so I tried to make an aggressive move, which backfired and got me thrown in jail. And then I spent 5 minutes begging someone who in a Real Martel jersey to take my place because I wanted to get to the meetup.
Oh, that was my boyfriend. Yeah, he took your place.
So, and they ended up losing. So the Night's Watch was able to defend the castle and the wall, and us wildlings were routed.
Yeah, wildling strength reduced to 2. Board game humor.
Yes.
Yeah, so then we had the podcast. It was kind of like it wasn't like a proper panel discussion. It was kind of like last year, just you know, everyone at a couple tables mixed together. But it was nice to actually speak to everybody and to have all the fans there in one place. And that, I think we passed out the T-shirts and took some pictures also. So if you do come to the con, you're pretty much guaranteed to get a podcast of Ice and Fire T-shirt, which is the only way you can get a podcast of Ice and Fire T-shirt, I believe, at this point. But they're very exclusive items, and some of us have 2 of them now, in black and white.
I have 3 of them. But...
Plus, you get to meet the mysterious Amin.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's always great.
Jen Ashley, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Good old Ashley, yeah. She was bopping around, too. She was just going everywhere. But, yeah, it was a nice meetup. We could just hang out and meet everyone not on the boards in real life.
Right, yeah. It's always weird. Like, one guy always sitting behind me was like, oh, I recognize your voice. And yeah, it was kind of weird. But because we had our forum names on the back of our T-shirts because we're really cool. Yeah.
I had that when we were signing up. Or actually, I should say, right when I got there, I pulled in and parked, and I saw the... You know, the car next to me was a New York plate, and I was like, I wonder if that's Greg. Then he's like, hey, are you Dan? I guess he must have seen my license plate.
I didn't. I was actually, trying to, like, look at your car, but I couldn't see the state you were from. But I was like, I think he vaguely looks like that scratchy Skype photo that I've seen. So, and you had a feather in your cap, which I got about an hour after yeah. that made sense.
After I told you, I think.
Yeah. Thick as a castle wall. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I found that feather in my yard last winter and kept it in the garage. Figuring, you know, a Michigan winter will kill anything that's on it. Just for this purpose.
It paid off. Very nice.
But no, when I walked in, like, right away, I was there, like, we were there waiting at the table, and then, you know, somebody, and then a guy walks up next to him. I'm like, hey, I wonder if that's Amin. You know, because I sort of kind of vaguely know what Amin looks like, but then he talked, and I was like, hey, it's Amin!
Yeah. And he was dressed up as a Dornish lord, so that helped.
House Man Woody.
Right.
Dick and Man Woody.
It was so weird, because at several points, people just yelled out, like, House Man Woody, when I'd walk into a room with my t-shirt, and it always had to take me a second to be like, yes, that is an appropriate response.
Related, but I was just at AwesomeCon last weekend and wore my House Man Woody shirt, and I had 6 people stop me asking, are they here?
Are they here?
Cool.
I had to ruin their lives and say, no, they're not here. They're not guests at AwesomeCon.
But they are doing or hosting a panel at Comic-Con next year, right?
Comic-Con, yeah.
Yeah, so after the discussion, there was nothing really scheduled. It was just kind of like drinking games, card games, drinking, and everything else for the rest of the night. Carly, I believe, made the Guess Who, but Game of Thrones featured, or A Song of Ice and Fire with, you know, characters, and one was all Targaryens, which is a little harder. But it took us a little while to figure out, like, the proper way to play, rather than, like, who's facing left, or who has red hair. It's because that narrows it down pretty fast. But to ask actual, book-related questions, which Amin came up with the idea, and it was much, much better after that. Yeah. Unless you asked, are they a dragon, and you got yes, and then you're down to 3.
So you could ask, like, who's still alive?
Yeah.
Who was burned by the dragon? that sort of thing?
There were some, like, vague answers which we weren't, are they a warrior? Depends on who you talk to.
Also, well, on if you guys ever join, like, the Facebook group, we always do, like, these, like, silly group cosplays. So this year, I think they did Wildings during, like, the early evening, and then we did the Great Jersey Jam Jam, where, I mean, no one had to do it. It was just... People made jerseys or wore pajamas related to A Song of Ice and Fire. So I was a part of the Rael Martel crew. It was really fun. We had a little chant going. And I think someone wore a merman. And Ashley mentioned on the podcast, she was from Flea Bottom. She had her Flea Bottom jersey on. It was like a fun time. It was just a silly little group thing. That was one of the many group things that we did that weekend, one of my many costumes.
Yeah, Ashley's thing made me laugh once I figured it out, because she'd just drawn on there with marker because she's from Flea Bottom and she can't afford anything better. Oh, it's a joke. I get it.
Yeah, I saw there was a House Aaron jersey, also a basketball jersey.
Yeah,
pretty nice.
I was like, oh, you're Harry the Air. So we just did like the whole Air Jordan thing, or like we're just making up good puns.
Puns within puns.
Yeah, it was very... We like to be punny, also. So that's where most of my costumes... I mean, you guys saw my costumes. I was very proud of them. That's why. So yeah, I think that was just it. We just all stayed up late on Friday, just like hanging out and, you know, just some of us drinking and you guys were playing board games or drinking and playing board games.
We're doing both. Yeah. And they had the Cards Against Westeros, which was a lot of fun again, which they had last year. Carly, and they had several different sets this year, so more people could play at the same time.
Carly did that one too, didn't she?
Yeah. Yeah, so was there anything else for that first night, or that was pretty much it? Because I know I went to bed around like one or two.
Yeah, wasn't that the show panel? Wasn't that like the first one where...
Yeah, it was
where
very...
Tara pretty much just sat on the bar.
And... Oh, that's right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very cathartic. We were just kind of like, whoosh. We're like, we know what's going on. And this was before the whole Sansa thing. I can't imagine what it would have been like.
Yeah, a little more lively.
It would have been a disaster. Yeah, but we were just like, you know, just whatever. We only talked about it for like a couple minutes. But it was just, you know, very freeing to kind of air out some grievances, kind of talk some things over.
Yeah, it was very weird for me to listen because I dropped out from watching the show. And it was very weird for me to listen to all these people who were like, complaining about the show. But I'm like, you guys all still watch the show. Why are you so angry at it?
That's half the fun, is the anger.
Yeah, I was surprised at how many people seem to really not being enjoy the show anymore.
Yeah, I gave it up, but I mean, whatever. I still follow it, but I just was like, eh. It was just making me unhappy. I was like, eh, whatever. I'll stick to the books.
Yeah, I'm sticking with it at least through this season. But if it gets too much more spoilery, then I'll have to think of seriously cutting ties. But I don't know if I can actually do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've still like paid attention, you know, on the forums and that, you know, to what you guys are saying about the show at least, even if I'm not watching it anymore. So I didn't drop out for spoilers. I just dropped out because I was just like, eh, you know what, this isn't fun anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much the same for me.
Well, you should all watch episode 8 because it was just a lot of fun to watch and some of the best TV if you haven't watched it.
I was about to say this last episode was great. The two previous episodes really dropped the ball, but yeah. This last one was spectacular.
We'll leave that for another discussion then. All right. So the next day was, you know, breakfast at the castle. And then I think the first of, they had like two things at the same time was the board game tournament and the archery practice and round one. Mm-hmm. They were kind of running concurrently. So I know me, John, Thomas, we're playing the board game, but Dan, you went to the archery, right?
Yeah, I was at the archery, and
I'll talk about that for a little bit.
I'd actually cheated and practiced the weekend before at my father-in-law's house, so I was like, yeah, you know, I'm gonna tear this up.
Did you draw little stick figures of Game of Thrones characters to shoot?
No, I didn't actually do that with my father-in-law and all my wife's family watching, shockingly enough.
Can't imagine why not.
And did the practice pay off?
Yeah, I would say it does. I mean, I'm pretty good at like stuff like that anyways, but yeah, it definitely paid off just for getting used to, you know, bowstrings and that, you know, because I mean, you know, it hurts after you shoot a few, you know, several times when you're not used to it, you know, because you don't have the calluses built up or whatever. But the I took the second, like, I didn't use the bow that had like the hardest draw, I used the bow that had the second draw, which I want to say maybe KK brought all the bows, but I apologize. Oh, I apologize if I've got the wrong person, but yeah, one of the yeah, so somebody had brought all the bows, so that was very very nice and very appreciated. Although one of the, like, while we were all hanging around, one of the first things that happened was some girl shot at the target while Brendan was up there futzing with the next target like 3 feet away from it. And yeah, he was not happy.
I can imagine. And,
yeah, because I mean, you know, I think she thought, you know, oh, this has a rubber tip on it, it's no big deal, but yeah, he thought it was a big deal because, I mean, it's a real bow with a real arrow. It just has a rubber tip on it, so it's not gonna like go through your head, but it could still, you know, very seriously hurt you if it got you in the right spot. So
yeah, and also like the runners, yeah, the organizers, they're very going out of their way to like make sure no one's playing with real weapons and no one's getting hurt. So I can imagine that we weren't particularly expecting that. This was actually the morning where I cosplayed for the first time. I had my Wyman Manderly outfit, and I walked out of the cabin, and I had to get the keys from you, Dan, because I needed to get the board game for my car. And the first person that saw me goes, "Oh, Merrin Trant," and I was like, "Oh crap!" And I said, "No, Wyman Manderly." You go, "Oh, that's what I meant." I was like, "Oh, are you kidding me?" So I was going back inside and changing, but I stuck with it. But that was my first reaction.
Yeah, I thought your outfit was excellent.
Thank you. Yeah, next year I'm gonna get like pants and proper boots and everything. But I'll save it for next year. I had that commission, but it was fun to be all Manderly'd up for a full day. You played the archer, and they narrowed it down to what, 10 people after the original, however many people showed up.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly how many of us there were for the second round, but yeah, it was something like that. I was happy I made it through the second round, but the guy who won, who was yeah, he was dressed at, I guess he had won the previous year, and he was the red Oberyn, not the yellow Oberyn.
Shoberyn.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I appreciate Greg taking pictures while I was up there shooting too, especially of the one of me going off into the woods to find my one bad shot. I was glad we got that shot.
I figured you'd want it. Yeah, you know, can't edit. Gotta take them all.
You're a photojournalist with ethics. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so while that was going on, we had the board game tournament. The final table was me, Thomas. I mean, no, Thomas, you weren't playing. You were kind of observing. You got knocked out in the preliminary round. So.
Yes, I somehow had luck.
So it was me, John, Amin, and I don't remember the name of the other guy that was playing. Oh. Apologies. I meet so many people that it's tough to remember everybody's names.
I don't remember. Any
but names. I can picture them.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Was it John or Andrew?
That's what I thought too, honestly. But
sure, we'll go with that.
He's Lannister. That's all I remember.
Yeah, he was hiding his ships under his power tokens.
And I think I also think he blew the game. I think.
Yeah, I don't want to rip him too much, but
we all made mistakes.
Mistakes were made.
Yeah, I started the game with a mistake, and then Greg compounded my mistake by making a minor mistake of his own, which put Lannister in what I thought was a dominant position to win.
It was.
And then for some reason he snatched defeat out of the jaws of victory by turning to the...
See, Amin has that effect on you. When Amin's bearing down on you, you just want to consolidate and fight him off, so...
Yeah, but... I wish I would have played. I wouldn't have let Amin get away with what you guys let him get away with.
Well, I didn't let him get away with what he did last year to me, so a little bit. But I got King's Landing. I couldn't do anything with it, but I got King's Landing as Aaron. It's like, I don't need this, but I'm here. But let's kill everybody.
Lannister got out to an early lead and should have won, but he misplayed several times.
Yeah.
I don't mean to rip him, but he did.
Yeah, I don't understand why.
This is
he left.
Super boring for everyone. So
I don't understand why he left King's Landing. I've been thinking about that like for almost a month.
First of all, he should have.
Guys, crack me up.
He should have used Sir Gregor against you instead of Tywin. He should have just wiped your army off the map.
Yes.
And then he should have moved his ship into Ironman's Bay, and then he should have not panicked. I mean, at that point, it's 3-on-1, so he panicked and kind of moved everything to defend Lannisport, which was not necessary. But
you don't even need to keep Lannisport in that version of the game.
Yeah.
Well, to get your house.
Was the key for him.
It depends what his house card or what his cards were, but that's super boring. Everyone, the five people that weren't in that room.
Sorry, yeah, need to say it was. Yeah, you did. You popped in.
Yeah,
but it was a good game, and it was fun to play with real people for a change rather than just the email games.
And Amin played well, and Amin won, which
of course
Amin is He's very, very good at that game. So,
so during this time, we did like another group cosplay, but it was like the Nine Mistresses of Aegon the Fourth with an Aegon. So page 99 of World of Ice and Fire, I memorized it. So we actually had, there was all 10 of us, and we, like, I think a lot of them made their own costumes. I kind of took my old nettles and kind of fixed it up and like threw on a scarf and stuff to do. I was the Black Pearl. But yeah, we had all 10 of us. It was really cool. I don't know if you guys like saw it, but all 10 of us together, it was pretty funny. We were taking really silly pictures with our Aegon.
Yeah, I just saw the pictures. Unfortunately, I missed everyone together, which would have been great to see.
On my schedule, it's the discussion too is blank, but I think we had like a TWOW discussion.
Of, like, yeah.
Everything, was, yeah.
Yeah, we had to close the door because Amin didn't want to hear anything.
Oh. We didn't want any spoilers.
Oh, Ashley ran out too. So.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I understand not wanting, but like, it's such a part of the discussion that I feel it's tough to stay away from that. But hopefully we won't have to do that much longer.
Were there any good, interesting theories that came from that discussion? I actually missed it.
Kara just kind of printed out. She found like a good Reddit roundup. And we just kind of went through, we talked about Mercy, we talked about Elaine, we talked about, you know, Barristan and kind of where we would like to see stuff. It was just, I mean, it was just like a fun, informative, like, TWOW. I don't know, you guys know, it's just like, oh, what we hope to see based on what we've seen. There's still a lot up in the air, so we just don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, guessing, but it was a fine panel. It was just like, we're all ready for TWOW.
We are. And I think he said that he's not going to be releasing any more chapters, right? Any more preview chapters?
I'm not sure.
I think I read that somewhere.
Yeah, I've heard that as well.
But I don't know. Is that something he said 6 times, you know, in the 5 years between Feast and Dance?
Well, I think he just announced he's really, really hopeful to get it out before the next season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's why he canceled Comic-Con and World Fantasy Con. Because this month he's going to, like, Germany, and then he's going to Finland, and then he'll have all of July, and then he has Worldcon in August. So I think he's really pumping it out, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have hopes.
If we get it next year, that's very optimistic, and I would definitely take that.
I'm planning on taking off of work. Like, I'm not even joking. I'm not going to work. No internet. Do not contact me.
Oh, yeah. The only question is how many days do you take off?
It's the benefits of working in a bookstore. I can just sit in there and be like, I'm sorry, this is work-related. find your own damn book.
So I would take 3 days off of work. I'm a pretty fast reader, but probably 3 days. The last day I would spend on Reddit and Westeros and every forum just looking at all the theories and stuff.
Yeah, I forget. Does it come out on Tuesdays or Wednesdays, new books? I forget which.
Usually Tuesdays, but like some authors have their own days.
Yeah,
you can order it on Amazon and pick it up at the bookstore, because I'm not going to wait.
Yeah, so you could download it at like 2 in the morning where in Central Time. That's the way it was with Dance, under your Kindle, which is what I did.
I woke up the day Dance came out, and I was in the Vale of Arran, which basically is the Vale of Arran in the Pyrenees Mountains of Spain, on the border of Spain and France. And my Kindle downloaded, and I immediately spent the day in these gorgeous mountains reading the book.
That's awesome.
But yeah, pretty much that's what we talked about, our hopes and dreams for TWOW.
And they'll be crushed, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Some have to be, but there can be more dreams. As long as Stannis is alive by the end of it, that's all I care about.
The end of the whole story or the end of The Winds of Winter?
I'll take Winds to start off.
Fair enough.
One step at a time.
I have my doubts about that, but we'll see.
I know. So no one actually, we went to the improv, you said you caught the end of it, John? I heard them saying yes a lot, repeatedly. That's all we heard coming through the door was yes, yes, yes.
No, yes, I did catch the end of the improv. There were some really funny skits. I did not participate myself. They basically just allowed it. They did one called a freeze where they would run a scene and with two people, and they'd start acting out the scene, and then anyone in the audience could say freeze and then replace one of the people in the scene and basically convert the scene to something else. And it was really funny.
I think I've seen that on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah, and I sat there and I said, I wish I had any imagination whatsoever.
Yeah, I just watched. It was funny. I'm just not that outgoing. It was really funny.
All right. So then there was like a kind of a break for lunch. They had like a food truck on campus there, which was nice. And then the next thing was the Game of Fashions panel discussion. I know they switched some stuff around.
Hold on. Go back to the food truck for a second. You must praise that carrot cake, which was unbelievable.
Oh, wow. I didn't
carrot cake? I didn't know there was carrot cake. I was eating a freaking salad. Jeez. With peas. Salad. Who put peas on a salad? They put a pound of peas on my salad. I was really annoyed with that.
I
in the garbage.
Salad also, but they had a couple of desserts, one of which was a carrot cake, and it was really, really good.
Yeah, you're kind of screwed for food if you don't bring stuff with you, because there's really nothing, like, aside from the meal times, that's the only time you can eat, and it's basically just dinner at the end of the day. But you're drinking enough and you know, busy enough that you don't remember.
Or you order pizza from the one pizza place. I mean, like, Ravenwood's really out in the middle of nowhere. It takes, like, 15 minutes to get to town, and everyone was going to the Dollar General to get food and snacks and stuff.
Yeah, the first night there, I drove to town just so I could text my wife with my crappy T-Mobile cell phone plan and be like, hey, I got here, honey.
I don't think it was just T-Mobile. I don't think anyone really had internet.
Call my dad.
Yeah, I had service on like the loft in the. And if I was on the loft in our cabin, I had service like one or two bars, but it was pretty much non-existent. But I kind of like that. I really like just turning my phone off and not worrying about emails for a couple days was really refreshing.
Yeah, I would have just liked it if I could have, you know, just driven halfway to town and gotten a text out. That's all I ask. But yeah, I'd never been to that like that area of Ohio before. I thought it was actually, you know, pretty. I sort of beginning baby Appalachians. It was a nice area.
Yeah, I think I would have liked to have spent a day just hiking around on some of those hills. It was beautiful.
Yeah, we should say where it actually is. It's at Ravenwood Castle in New Plymouth, Ohio, I believe, is the town. Yeah. I don't think if we've said that yet.
It's like 45 minutes north of Ohio University.
And it's near Hockey Hill State Park.
Okay.
Yeah, the closest town on the expressway is Logan. So you get off in Logan and you drive, or at least I got off in Logan and, you know, drove through the hills for a while and passed various, you know, tiny dirt roads and stuff. And then, but they did have a nice sign out on the road. I was very appreciative of that they had it, you know, the castle was very well marked where you had to turn off and climb up the dirt road, because it, you know, for people who haven't been there, it's, you know, it's very much in the woods. Like, you can't see the castle from the road, you can't see the road from the castle, you can't see, you know, you can't see anything from the castle.
Yeah, and there's like three separate branches off of that road that I got lost going up there the first time, and I got lost going down the second year. But yeah, there's only one way to the top of the hill eventually. So next was the tournament. Was the archery was the first thing that they did?
Yes.
And Dan participated in that.
Yeah, we shot there, and you know, I was like I said, I was proud of myself. I shot, you know, I think I hit like three bullseyes out of seven or something. But that Jeremy dude, I think hit like five or six. So yeah, not even close there. I was pissed though. I had to shoot Roz.
Yeah.
On my target, because they give everybody a character on the target. So one of the organizers, nobody I knew or anything, decided to make me Joffrey. So I guess I must have just an asshole face or something, because
I think it was
to make me Joffrey.
Purely just chance, Dan. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, okay. I think it's more about Roz hate.
I think the guy after you had to shoot Bran and Hodor, so
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, I'm totally kidding. So hopefully nobody's offended there. But
who are they going to give you next year after that complaint? So they did the after the archery, they did the was it the Oberyn and Mountain sketch with Dom, and was it Dom and Jeremy, which is really
Dom
great.
His 5-inch heels, 5-inch platforms.
I couldn't believe that guy just walked around in those things like nothing was nothing.
I'm sure he practiced for many moons before this.
On the gravel.
He was imposing in them.
That he was. Yeah, they reenacted the the Viper Mountains pretty much word for word from the books. They even killed the stable boy, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Didn't see that coming until the very end. It's like, oh, I think they're gonna do it, and they did it.
Yeah, I was mad I missed that, but I did get to see some pictures.
Yeah, it was great. It was great because like everyone, a lot of people were dressed up. It felt very medieval. Because we had that little show in the beginning, and then we had the little show in the middle, so it was great.
Yeah, this is like the only time that like everybody is doing one thing. You know, they can fit basically, you know, all 100 or so people were at that. It was really cool. Yeah, they did. There was like some dancing. Is belly dancing? Okay, belly. I don't know if it was belly dancing was derogatory. Oh, these belly dancers came in.
Yeah. Yeah, the one it was Watseka, I think the one's name is Watseka. Yeah. Sorry, I don't think I knew who the other one was, but yeah, they were billed as the Dancing Ladies of Dorne, and they did, you know, and first I think of, you know, more of a regular belly dance, and then the swords came out because Dorne.
Because Dorne.
That was perhaps the most impressive thing, was them like laying down in their belly dance costumes and stuff on like that rough ass gravel that was out there.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, these ladies are tough.
And balancing the swords at the same time.
Yeah,
with their feet.
Ridiculous. I was like, oh my god. And then the melee was the main thing. It was pretty cool. My boyfriend made it to the finals. Yeah. He was Asher Forrester. We kept shouting out Iron for Iron. For like the four people that played the video game.
I got it. I shouted along. We got that. I appreciated that. You should have gone as Beshka, though. That would have completed it.
I think by that time I was Lyanna. I was changing into so many costumes. I was...
The lesson I learned from not participating in the melee was you definitely want a sword with or a weapon with reach.
Yeah, and there was two weapons also.
Yeah, I think the most epic one was, aside from like the mountain, was that lady who was dressed up as Loras against, was it one of the belly dancers? Mm-hmm. They went for almost a full 5 minutes and like were out of the circle and coming back and just tapped out by the end of it, but that was funny.
Yeah, I thought a stable boy was going to get it for real on that one.
Yeah, so that was pretty much the tournament, and after that there was it the panel, the Game of Fashions panel?
Wait, who made it to the finals besides Brian?
It was my Brian, and then it was other Brian, who was the yellow Oberyn.
Ah, yes.
And then it was the mountain, and then it was...
Hodor.
Hodor. Hodor, right.
Yeah,
oh, because, well, this is the... They had a free-for-all, a melee for the final round, rather than one-on-one. They had, was it four of them, or five?
Four.
Four.
I thought Hodor was going to win for a second there. I thought he had it, but then it was taken at the last minute by
I'm
Oberyn.
A little unclear on the scoring, but...
It was that all for one melee was kind of chaotic, but it was fun though to watch.
Well, it was really cool too because they all ganged up on the mountain.
as one does.
Yeah, I mean, you know, poor Dom, but yeah, you should gang up on the mountain.
I think next year I might actually try it.
Yeah, you should. I think they're going to be a lot more vocal about like you can't have Nerf stuff because it has like hard stuff in the middle, and like that's how Brendan's costume got like. It got, like, ripped, like, last year. Yeah. So, I think they provided some swords to people that didn't have, like, the right kind of stuff, so.
Yeah, they were, like, those pirate cutlasses or something.
Yeah, those were still pretty good swords, so. I don't think they're too expensive either, so.
I'll do it next year and just throw pies at people, and it's a ranged weapon, so that'll gotta make it though.
That's the cosplay panel, which you know it was good. I always go because I'm trying to up my cosplay skills. Yeah, it was led by Carly and Trista. Trista did the morning Marjorie. It was really nice, and of course Carly always looks really cool. I forget who she was. I don't know if she was still Melissa or if she changed into her Manderly.
Melissa at that point. But I liked her Pod outfit the best.
Oh yeah, she was great as Pod. But yeah, the cosplay panel, it was good. They were answering a lot of questions about how to make certain things and how to get started and how to do patterns and stuff. A lot of people went, actually. A lot of people were down at the pub, so it was a nice showing for, you know, something a little bit smaller, because a lot of people there are like pretty much professional cosplayers, and then there's like the rest of us who are
there's levels to it,
like super novice. So, because I threw all my costumes together, but yeah, cosplay is cosplay; it doesn't matter.
Yeah, my cosplay involved finding someone on Etsy and sending them things saying "build me this," and that's what they did. So I did try to do it my own, but I was like, this is going to be way too much time. So, but I liked it.
Where do you find the people to design to actually make the costumes for you?
I was just looking on Etsy for a merman pendant or a sort of just looking for like a plain blue tunic, because that's how it's described in the books. And then I found someone who had that, but she also did you know, like customized commissions, stuff like that. Her name was Shireen. She was very nice.
Oh, her name was Shireen? No way.
Yeah.
You should probably say that the owners of Ravenwood, they're the Reeds.
Right.
Which I love nice. So much.
So and were they around this year? I didn't remember. I didn't see like the...
Jim was at a gaming convention.
Okay, because I didn't remember seeing him at all. I was like, I wonder if it's still under the same ownership or not.
Yeah, his wife was there. She was very nice.
Pam.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember her name.
Names are hard.
And then after, I think, Trista got, like, a little sliver of information about the weather. So they, like, because they really wanted to make sure that they got the costume contest in. So they flipped, I think they flipped the costume contest and the photo shoot. So the photo shoot happened right after the cosplay panel. So, and everyone just, like, went outside to take pictures. We took, like, a ridiculous amount of pictures. I think we ended it with, like, those dead and presumed dead. That was a group picture. We were, like, on the ground. But, yeah, we took a ton of pictures. It's on the Facebook group.
Yeah, I think we walked out at the end of the photo shoot because I think we saw everyone kind of on the ground.
Yeah, I was trying. I just wanted to get like a nice solid hour of napping because I was so freaking exhausted from Friday. But that's when I missed most of that. But I got to see four very intense nerds play the end of Dungeons and Dragons, which Thomas was involved in that. And I had no idea what was going on, but the you guys seemed to know what was going on there. So
I was rolling a lot of natural ones, which was aggravating to say the least. But yeah.
Yeah, it was nice to see you dressed up as Stannis getting frustrated while playing Dungeons & Dragons.
Were you playing D&D or the Game of Thrones role-playing game?
Oh, we were playing 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons. They just had it in the library. They had, like, an adventure, and the guy that was...
Connington, right?
John Connington, yeah. He'd run it before, so we were just messing around playing it.
So that was the
costume contest.
The contest, yeah. Right. Which is kind of weird this year because they like did the judging inside. Everyone else was kind of just like mingling outside. But that was nice. I got to talk to a lot of people. And I was super... The guy that we met, his name is Pavel, who was Jon Snow. Was that his name?
Yeah,
Pavel. Pasha. But he... like, I love Harry Trudolove. He's one of my favorite authors. And he's literally the only other person in real life that I found as passionate about them as me. So we had a nice alternate history half-hour panel discussion between the two of us.
Who's the author you like?
Harry Trudolove.
Oh, I love Harry Turtledove. The World War series was great.
Oh, yeah. I like all his, the Southern Victory and anything alternate history, except for the last of those, that weird In the Balance series, which completely couldn't finish.
Oh, you didn't like the In the Balance series?
No, like the last book, that was it, Second Contact, that was like the standalone.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I couldn't finish that, and I've never not finished one of his books before. But he has translated his books into Russian, which was pretty cool. So he knew his stuff, and he played on your team in on the trivia team too, right, John?
Yeah, he was our partner, and that was a humbling experience.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
All right, we'll get to it.
The costume contest, the costumes I saw, like, did you guys see the Samurai Starks? I think they won one of the prizes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wish the judging would have been out in the open like last year. I don't know.
And it never really rained either. It was just like threatening the whole time.
Threat of rain, but yeah, there were some great costumes. There were two sets of the three heads of the dragon. It was really cool. There was like an armored version with Watsika and her husband and her friend. They were armored. Aegon the First, Visenya and Rhaenys, and then there was Ashley. She was Visenya, and I think her friend Cheryl, and then Keith. They were the other. They were more what you would find in like World of Ice and Fire. It was really cool to see all the great costumes that people made for the contest.
Yeah, people really pick a lot of kind of obscure characters, which is fun.
Obscure the better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kept looking for a Davos to take some pictures with, and there was no one there as Davos.
Last year there was a Renly and Robert in Davos, and I was like, well, I'll dress up as my Stannis because I'd like to get a picture with guys dressed up like that, but then there was no Davoses.
Yeah, but it was cool because Carly did Willa, so I got to take a picture with my granddaughter. It was a nice little Manderly family photo. But I think next year, me, Thomas, and Dan agreed to go as the three Freys, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, we got to
We agreed to that.
We did agree to that.
Three Freys.
The ones that get turned into pies. Dibs on Rhaegar. It's up for discussion.
I feel like we should come up with something for everyone from the podcast that wants to do it, so I don't know.
It doesn't have to be just one. We can be like... Yeah, like you did, and have that, nine I'm different cosplays.
You could be the obscure houses from Dorne. Like, I'd want to be the Ironwoods? Yeah. Or like...
You mean the name that no one knows how to pronounce correctly?
Oh, it's the Ullers.
The Ironwoods?
The Ironwoods.
The Ullers are the really crazy ones, but yeah.
Yeah, the cray-cray ones that, like, dude, they're like Ramsay Bolton on crack or something. Sorry. Very crass description.
That's fair.
Don't forget the drink waters.
Oh, good old Sigaris, yes. Yeah, so then was they kind of divided up the feast, which ran, like, while trivia was running. And so we actually got to do both rounds of trivia, which we didn't do last year, but I was... Like you said, it was a humbling experience, but like I was as prepared as I possibly could be because I play the quiz app up enough times, and the questions that they asked were they were insane. I don't know how people got them. Like the people that knew the how small words, like I don't know how anyone would know that. But very happy that somebody did.
Amin was kind of like I don't know about that. Apparently it was from
semi canon
source.
Oh yeah, if you would have known it, trust me, you wouldn't have gotten upset.
We know this, but...
I'm still bitter on the tiebreaker because I thought it was misleading because she specifically said this Game of Thrones character.
Oh, about the comet?
Yeah, and Aegon wasn't in Game of Thrones, so
yeah,
that we didn't even consider that.
I predicted I will be correct, though. I predicted Sam will be Aegon, so that my answer was correct.
Sam will be Aegon.
Yes.
Care to elaborate?
Well, it's just that Aegon was flipped out, but it wasn't for Aegon, it was for Samwell Tarly that he was given to House Tarly.
That would be hilarious. I've actually never heard that before, but I hope it's true.
That's why Randall treated him so shitty, because he wasn't his?
No, just because he was shitty.
And he liked to read.
He knew he was a Targaryen, he just couldn't help himself.
Yeah, we actually asked the 10 questions that I could remember on one of the Dragoncast recordings we did, and they didn't do particularly well, but Mikhail somehow knew how small Wood's words, which I was very surprised at. But yeah, so we didn't win, but neither did Amin. I mean, Amin was on our team, but neither did you guys, so that's right. So next, we had dinner, which was a nice kind of, spread in the actual... great hall of the castle. It's not like you're ripping apart chickens with your hands. It's not like medieval times, but I kind of like that it's not that. But yeah, it was good food.
More food though. But it kind of ran out. I mean, we got up there a little bit late, and they were kind of out of food almost.
Yeah.
The stew was good, but I didn't really.
Yeah, I mean, the food is just okay. It's nothing insanely good.
Oh, during this time, was anyone doing the auction stuff? I know I was. I was getting really competitive. With the auction going on.
I actually didn't bid on anything this year. I didn't go for it.
Yeah, I was bidding on one thing, but I don't know how much. I missed, I guess, when the auction closed, how much everything went for.
We won one thing, and we tried to win another, and then I'm embarrassed to admit, and I still haven't heard from Tara on it. My wife thought I picked it up, and I thought my wife picked it up, and neither of us picked it up and paid for it.
Well, at least you didn't pay for it.
We realized this as we were driving. We were like 30 miles down the road, and I'm like, "Oh, well, we immediately emailed Tara, but I have yet to hear back. So I assume she's still recovering from her from her binge."
Yeah, I think the podcast of Ice and Fire should do a basket next time, raise money that way. Maybe put some autograph books or something in there.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, a copy of one of the essay books or something.
A hymn for spring and what's the first
time? Ashley can put something in there and Kyle and Mimi or something, I'm sure.
Just a signed headshot from Kyle. People would buy that, right?
It'd be us guys competing for it.
Yeah, exactly.
I was stalking people and I would go right after them and write my number and like run out really quickly.
I think what we really need is a signed picture of Mimi's dog.
Momo.
That would do it, yeah.
Momo.
Yeah, so then there was kind of the last panel of the night.
Let's step back. We forgot one very important thing, which I thought was one of the best part of the convention, was the three costume skits that they did.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even mention that for the... The costume contest.
They were great.
The rapping Gregor was spectacular.
And his hype man was the Brian. Oh my god, that I died.
Yeah.
And of course, the mountain has a hype man.
Of course.
And then, like, the whip demonstration from
Brian, that was really cool.
That was cool. The day before, Brian was practicing, and he taught myself and the young lady who was one of the sand snakes how to use the whip. It was pretty neat.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, I definitely did not go home the next couple of days and try to do that with my belt a couple times. did not have the same success rate. Just slapped myself in the face a couple times.
Well, I mean, I had never done a bullwhip before, but the actual methodology to get it to snap is not intuitive at all, and I could have tried for hours without actually doing anything, without him just showing it. And I got it to snap pretty quickly. I mean, I was about 50-50 on whether I'd get a good snap or not out of it.
And was the other? There were three sketches, right? Was just
Kara.
It was the Walk of Shame.
She wouldn't tell us what it was. It was like it inspired me to do a secret cosplay, but then like I was like, why is she wearing a wig cap? And I was like, what the hell? And I died laughing. Oh my god, her Cersei doing the Walk of Shame was perfect.
Yeah, and the way they have the stairs, like, there's a balcony and there are these stairs coming down, so I was like, I think we're getting a Walk of Shame, guys. No, we did.
Yeah, but yeah. Dom was there as, you know, I guess as Sir Robert instead of the mountain that rhymes now, and to cover up. But yeah, she did that, you know, I am a lioness thing, and, you know, she really, she did a great line there.
She killed it. It was great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had the award ceremony after that also. I didn't win anything. Did any of you win anything?
I wasn't even there. I don't even know where I was.
Most of the people who won stuff weren't actually there. So they were like, are they here? No? All right, next.
Yeah, so, there was a lot of that.
Then we had the, which started off as the Dunkin' Egg World of Ice and Fire discussion that Amin kind of ran in the library. And that was pretty much it, because we stayed there for 5 hours and had an ongoing rotating Game of Thrones discussion while there was a party going outside.
We talked about World of Ice and Fire almost not at all.
Yeah, we started off with that, but it was probably the highlight for me, just the things that came up and the theories and just the some of the crazy things that came up. But
I felt kind of bad because Pasha was saying, like, oh, you know, no, I'm not going to hang out. I don't want to hear about World of Ice and Fire. I want to read it at first. And then we barely talked about it.
Yeah.
So I felt bad about that.
Oh, I wondered why he didn't come to that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I thought the Pretty Maris being Taisha theory was pretty interesting, and I had never heard that before. I think that was Dom's suggestion.
Yeah, Dom had a couple interesting ones. The one about Jaime getting the dragonglass hand and then killing Bran. And Tyrion as a time-traveling baby. That was funny also.
And what was the guy from Indiana blanking on what he said that was so funny?
Blackfry?
That's it.
Yeah, Blackfry.
He had a couple good lines. He was hilarious. I think he was there with his brother, but they were it was pretty funny.
Yeah, who was his brother dressed as? I didn't get that. I didn't understand.
His brother was supposed to be Tywin, but I actually thought it was John Connington. He was supposed to be so.
Oh.
But when I said, oh, that's a great John Connington, because it's actually supposed to be Tywin.
Yeah, that's kind of the risk you run with.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Because I was a silent sister, I was a silent sister, but I guess I took some stuff off, so someone's like, oh, are you a Tyrell fan? And I'm like, no, I'm a silent sister. So, it happens all the time.
Well, I made the mistake last year of going up to a guy who was dressed in black and had, and he was on the heavy side. I said, oh, are you Sam? He's like, no, why would I be Sam? It's like, oh, whoops. But I'm just happy no one called me like King Triton, so I was glad about that, because I didn't have the white beard.
Merling.
No, I'm not a Merling. I do not like Merling theory.
A lot of Merling. There were a lot of Manderlys. There was a lot of Manderly representation this year, the year of the Merling. Did any of you guys go to the fete, or was it just me and...
No, just the cool kids.
Yeah, I was in the room the whole night, so the library.
Well, it was weird because I kept expecting the panel like to wrap up, but it just like someone would say, "Oh, but what do you guys think about this?" And then like different people would come in, and you know, it was just you couldn't have planned it to last like that. Yeah. But I'm glad that it was a nice thing.
I was stunned that our panel lasted basically longer than the party.
Well, someone, I think it was Dom, came in at the end. He's like, "Oh, you guys are still here." He's like, "I'll just..."
Yeah, and he sat down and, you know, and talked for a while.
Yeah.
So how was the party?
It was fun. I finally got to bust out my Where's Walda. I got, like, found, like, a Bolton necklace on Etsy, and I got, like, people on Etsy to make like a Where's Waldo hat with pink instead. And then there was like a whole crew of Boltons. So we took like a bunch of pictures. RJ was Ramsey, and these two girls were, I guess, Roos and Ram. Like, there were so many Boltons. And then KK, of course, was
Gatehouse Amy.
Oh, she was, you guys didn't see her. She was great. So we took a Frey Bolton Alliance picture. I'm like, that's the only time I'll support the Boltons because of Fat Walda. She's my love. But that was great. And yeah, it was a lot of dancing and singing and just drinking and just having a good time. There were some great costumes. Brian was a shadow baby. He had like a black suit on. It covered his head. He had glasses. It was nuts. He looked crazy.
I just saw the picture. I didn't see him actually. But... So you guys were outside this year? Or?
Yeah, it was on the patio. I thought it was going to be inside. I don't know what happened, but luckily it didn't rain or anything. So it was just outside. I guess it went from like whenever they got the system working until 1. Yeah, it was fun. Everyone was just wearing some cool costumes. Yeah, there were a couple mermaids. There was a prom Danny. There was a whole bunch of... Yeah, there's so many great costumes. It was so fun. Oh, there was a Jamie Glamister. Wait, no. No, not Jamie Glamister. It's Ziggy Darkstar Dust. And Samwell Starley. Yeah, there were some really... And then I think RJ brought out like a piece of sausage for his Ramsey cosplay. I was like, no. He was walking around with it on a fork. It was very funny.
I hope there were no Theons trembling in the corner the whole time.
No, there wasn't a Theon. No. This year was the year of the Boltons. Tons of Boltons and tons of Martells this year. Very interesting. Last year it was very, like, Baratheon.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I heard the Martell soccer song.
Yeah, we just jacked the Olay song and we just, like, sang it all the time. Yeah, Saturday was fun. I stayed up way too late, and then we all had like crazy drives the next day, so I was exhausted. But yeah, and then they shut the party down like almost right at 1 o'clock, and then we all went to Silversmith and hung out till I left at like 3:30 because I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, I was mad at myself for going to bed after the panel. I should have stayed up and, you know, gone and wandered around until I heard party and sought it out, but because I mean, you know, how often do you hang out at Ice and Fire Con? But I didn't sleep barely at all on the first night for whatever reason, for no good reason. It's not because Greg snores or anything. Everyone be
confused. I don't think I snore.
Let you know, next year I will have a whole thing of earplugs. So whatever room I end up in, just if you guys want the hookup for some earplugs, because there's a lot of snorers at Ice and Fire Con. There's some, all the Chicago boys are pretty much infamous for it, so just, you know.
Keep that in mind.
But it actually wasn't as bad as I feared, being right next to the bar in our room, because we stayed up as late as anyone else anyway, so it didn't make a difference. I was panicked a bit when I first saw where our room was. I was like, oh, we're going to get no sleep.
Well, last year I had the Shakespeare suite, which is literally at the top of the stairs.
You had the worst room. Oh
yeah,
my god!
It was the last one. But yeah, I mean, you're up till 2 o'clock anyway. But if you were planning to go to bed at 10:30, then it would have been bad. But pretty much didn't do that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they ran out of booze. Like they get like triple the shipments to prepare, and they still run out. Like no joke.
I was being clever and drinking their discounted winter beer. Time there, but there was still some left.
But you had your own supply in the cabin, also, and I had the mead, so we were supplementing it.
Yeah, I was a little I want to bring my beer and you know into the panel and that, and I thought about smuggling it, but I decided you know to respect Ohio and their liquor laws.
Well, my wife didn't particularly care for the wine that they were serving at the hotel, so she bought a bottle of wine, and then drank her own, but justified it by the fact that she bought theirs.
I won't tell the management. It's all right.
What is a podcast where the management can hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Management's always listening. Yeah, so that was pretty much it for day two, and that was the end of the big day. The next morning was pretty much cinnamon buns and checking out and less, you know, breakfast discussions, but there was one panel. Did anyone actually stay for the future of Ice and Fire Con panel?
I did.
Yeah,
how'd that go?
I mean, they talked about, like, the new stuff that they added, that they're always looking for, like, new ideas, because, like, KK did, like, the fanfic and the improv, and, like, you know, they were really open. They're like, any suggestions, anything you'd like to change, and they talked about possibly, like, figuring out the whole venue issue because, you know, no one wants it to be this super exclusive thing. It's supposed to be a bunch of nerds, you know. It's supposed to be inclusive, so. Because it's tough because you only have, what, only 80 people can really stay on site. So. Right. I'm sure they'll figure something out with that, hopefully. And it was mainly stuff like that.
So are they talking about moving it next year then? Or what exactly you say venue?
I sort of got that impression.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of.
But because I don't know if we can, like, beg Ravenwood to, like, let us stay, like, people just stay in tents on their property, or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what they're really going to do. But they seem hopeful that we can figure something out so more people can actually come. Because, you know, I feel bad for people that just can't go because it gets really competitive to get rooms and cottages and stuff.
Yeah, well, last year I thought, like, I would be able to get a castle room, and I called at 10:05, you know, when tickets went on sale, and they were all gone except for, like, the cabin, so.
But. Yeah, I sort of wondered, did people get the rooms before the...
Yeah, all the 2013 people have priority. They, like, as, like, a thank you for supporting their first year, because this was, like, you know, imagined up at Dragon Con. And then, so, that's why I bought the special package, so I don't have to stress next year. I can just get in early. But most of those people stay in the cottages, though. I would say majority. People are out in Silversmith and Merchants, Cinderella, Spinster, so.
Do those cottages have restrooms, or they?
Yeah.
They do, okay.
They have, like, a kitchen. Some of them have two bathrooms. Like, Silversmith is the biggest. I haven't been in Cinderella. It says it's a house. But, yeah, they have showers and everything, so yeah, they're nice. They're really nice, actually.
Yeah, I didn't have any problem staying in the gypsy wagon there. You know, some of the couple people I was talking to were, like, you know, like, pointing out, like, oh, look, you know, look at the, it's sitting on cement blocks, it's gonna fall over. But it didn't.
I just didn't like having to walk to the bathroom and getting scared shitless by cats every time I went over there. But other than that, it was fun. Yeah, they were huge cats, too. That's why I thought they were, like, I don't know. Fucking.
So how do the bathrooms work for the gypsy wagons? Is it just a public restroom? Or?
It's like a bathhouse, but there's two, and there's, you know, we have the key to one, and then the other gypsy wagon has the key to the other. But it's like a full-size bathroom with a shower and everything. It was fine.
Yeah, the main problem was it got really dirty because we kept tracking leaves in.
Yeah, a lot of leaves.
So, I mean, you know, it's not ideal to have to walk, you know, 45 yards in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom if you need to, but...
And every time I went to the bathroom, it started pouring rain on my way back, so... But it's a really great... I mean, like, I don't go to cons normally, and this is, like, I really enjoyed how, you know, small and intimate it is. I mean, it would be great if it could be, like, you know, a couple hundred people, but still, I like what they've done there.
I'm torn, I guess, too. I don't know if I would want it to get too much bigger. I mean, I understand...
Like, it would be nice if they could have more things going on at the same time, you know, so it wasn't always like everybody moving from one thing to one thing, but they just didn't have that many people to do too much, you know, concurrently.
Yeah.
Yeah, running a con, I have friends who've run conventions for years, and it is a ton of work. Mm-hmm. I really, Tara should get, and all the other volunteers and people who organize should really, hats off.
It takes a lot.
Yeah, however much money they make is not fair. For how much work they put in, obviously.
Yeah, every time I talked to Tara and Brendan, and I made sure to be like, you know, hey, thanks, you know, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. Yeah.
So, but buy him a drink next year if you go.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I thought was interesting about the future of it is I was somewhat surprised that more people have ideas for what they could do. There were a few things I agree with you. One thing I thought they really need to figure out is the panels in the bar don't really work because it's too noisy. It worked much better when it was in the library.
Library.
But it's always evolving, and there. I mean, it's cool to have something that you can just go to, and that everyone there is automatically on the level of fan that you are. You know, there's no explaining. You can just start these. You know, what do you think about this theory? And they know what you're talking about. You know, and it was just it's good to be surrounded by that rather than having to like do the whole. Hey, do you know about this? Or how far have you read? Or, you know, or are you watching the show? Or are you not watching the show? Have you read the spoiler chat? After, so it's nice to be surrounded by that for a couple days.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what, you know, that's what everybody said ahead of time that made me want to go, and it was 100%, 110% that, so I was very, you know, it was as advertised.
Best friends, like, KK always reaches out to people, she's always offering rides, because, you know, and, like, it's a great time, like, everyone's really good friends, because, like, even though there was a lot of, I don't know if you guys noticed all the basketball anime stuff, but... Everyone gets into these crazy things, but yeah, it's a great time. I mean, I love everyone there. It's just because at work, I'm the only one that actually knows anything about A Song of Ice and Fire. Everyone only watches the show. And they keep asking me, and I'm like, I can't help you anymore. They deviated too far. I can't.
That's where VOK helps, because we're all pretty like-minded as well, so it's good to have that community, too. So anyone else have anything else to say about the con? Or
don't be afraid to do cosplay. Everyone's really nice, and you're all really silly, and you don't have to be a master seamstress. Like, I literally threw stuff together, went on Etsy, went on Amazon, and everyone loved my Daria and Harris. I was very proud
yeah,
of
Yeah, I liked
Daria.
Your Daria. Yes. That's very clever.
I think Carrie actually screamed, because I had a name tag that was like, you're on Benjen. And then I had Daria on there, because I could find a Daria outfit. And then I used that for my Where's Walda, so I was like, oh yeah. But, yeah, so, yeah, Greg, you should up your game next year.
I'm taking baby steps. I was Manderly from the waist up this year, so I'll do the full thing next year.
Yeah, I think I'm going to jump in next year, for one, because I have a pretty good hookup in that my sister graduated from college with a costuming degree. So she's gonna help me out, and she's read the books, so she knows. I'm actually trying to convince her to come next year too. But yeah, we were already strategizing. She's like, you know, yeah, I could probably stitch you like a Jorah Mormont badge or something.
Well, she could go as either Mage or Daisy.
Hmm?
Your sister could go as Mage or Daisy.
Yeah.
Super obscure.
That's not super obscure.
Yeah.
I guess not. I guess not obscure as like a mistress of Aegon. Like, that was just number four.
Yeah, you had the obscure factor on.
Yeah, you were the mistress who wasn't even really a mistress, but just sort of hooked up with Aegon a few times, and Aegon was obsessed with, as I recall.
Yeah, he definitely liked me more than I liked him, which was great. I'm the only mistress that had a happy ending. Like, I guess Melissa Blackwood, but kind of. But yeah, everyone else died or got the pox or like died a lonely lady. Like,
yeah, you didn't particularly want to be associated with Aegon the Fourth.
We took really funny pictures. Oh my god, it was so goofy. Like, the two Brackens, they did like this creepy thing where they were like on his leg, and then they took a family picture with Felina Stokeworth and her daughter Jane Lawson, who was probably his daughter. So it was like a family photo. It was so creepy. Ashley was Jane Lawson. It was great.
By the way, who was the guy from Alabama who did the really good Hodor?
Josh.
with the creepy Bran in the basket?
Oh, he did so much damage to that poor Bran. His arm was off, I swear. I don't know.
Yeah, that was a great costume.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a really good Hodor.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And did you guys notice on the Bran face, it was actually Isaac's face?
Well, that's why it was so creepy. Like, it looked like him. And it was just, every time I looked at it, I just got this chill. It was just too creepy. But it was very realistic.
And it was like on his book bag. It was so unsettling, but it was so funny.
Oh, yeah. So that is our Ice and Fire Con 2015 recap. I don't think the dates are out for next year. Last year tickets went on sale. Was it like October for the general tickets? I believe, and there's always like a pre-sale for the first year attendees, but you can still probably get tickets. You might not get a castle room, but you know, who knows? Anything can change for next year. People drop out, and you could luck out like John did. He actually got a castle room, and I had to sleep in the cabin, so that happens.
we were gonna stay at some other cabin place that was theoretically 5 minutes down the road, so there are places that aren't too far away.
Yeah, there's stuff in town or near town.
The Ice and Fire Con website has been taken over by some sort of spam.
Yeah,
I
saw
that. When I was trying to get a copy of what the itinerary was at the convention schedule. I wonder if they know that.
Yeah, I thought maybe their domain expired and someone else got it, but I don't know what that is. But if you need to double your money in just a month, go to iceandfirecon.com.
Oh. Yeah, it's a great con. Like, there's so many, and there's so many different kinds of people. Like Amin and Ashley said, like, if you like to party and hang out, you can do that. You don't have to drink. You don't even have to dress up. Just, like, you know, bring your love of Song of Ice and Fire and however you feel about Game of Thrones to the table. And that's all you pretty much need. I feel like I spent, like, no time talking about the show or the books. We spent all our time talking about everything else we were interested in. Just, like, all the crazy shows that we watch and whatnot.
Oh, there's something else other than Ice and Fire?
Yeah, I just talked about the books the whole time. I don't know what you were doing.
Oh, yeah, you guys are... Maybe. You guys are cool kids. I was just flopping around the whole time.
We did that too, yeah. Like talking about just books in general and stuff like that. And you know, I was listening to the great Harry Turtledove debate between you and Pasha. And I was, you know, I've read like a couple of those books, so I was just barely contributing.
It was just weird because like some of those name characters I had not thought of in 15 years, but when you start talking about them, they just pop back in your head. And yeah, it was a fun trip down memory lane. We'll do some Harry Turtledove VOKs at some point.
Yeah. I'd have to brush up on my Harry Turtledove.
Well, we'll have to do a full castle recording of one of the George Custer sex scenes.
The Mark Twain sex scene, where his wife discovers that she can enjoy sex. Burned into my brain. That's a conversation for another day. So, does anyone else have any upcoming VOKs that they're involved in? I know we're wrapping up the Game of Thrones reviews next couple weeks, and we'll be continuing the Silmarillion series and the World of Ice and Fire discussions.
But bingo.
Oh, yeah, we're doing Book Club Bingo, too, which... Nothing. It's kind of we're just going to talk about it when it's over. But anyone can play. It's
What is Book Club Bingo?
It's from the Books on the Nightstand podcast where they kind of just had 50 categories and you get a random bingo board and you just try to get four books in a row. So it just gets you to read stuff in different categories and I'll throw up a link in the show notes. But we have a thread on the VOK forums about it if anyone is interested.
Now is the book club for City of Thieves still happening?
Yeah, we're going to record. That's going to be the next VOK book club, which is written by David Benioff, who's we all know who he is. But his book is really great, City of Thieves, and we're going to be doing that at the end of June or next week.
I actually just got that from the library.
Yeah, it was one of my favorites. Like before I even heard about Game of Thrones, it was one of my favorite books to hand sell. And Ron Perlman does the audiobook, which is really great. Check it out. All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Have a good night.
Thanks, guys.
Good night. Thanks.
Just a quick postscript note that after we recorded this episode, it was announced that next year's Ice and Fire Con will actually be held at a new location. It will be held at the Mountain Lake Lodge in Pembroke, Virginia, and the dates will be April 22nd to 24th. They haven't announced when tickets will go on sale, but you can go to iceandfirecon.com for further information.